The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. When I took physics in high school, I learned how nuclear bombs and nuclear power plants work. I learned how quantum theory says that all the tiny particle pieces of everything are really clouds of probabilities that stretch to infinity and look nothing like the textbook pictures of atoms and molecules. I learned that the universe was expanding, black holes were likely to exist, and nothing could go faster than the speed of light, along with E equals mc squared. A pretty serviceable cosmological view, even though it dates back from when Richard Nixon was president. To get myself updated, this year I read The Fabric of the Cosmos by Brian Greene. There were some new things. For instance, I'd been feeling pretty settled in the notion that the universe is composed of dots that can also be waves, photons, quarks, neutrons. Old idea, says Greene. Think instead of basic ingredients of the universe that are mini-microscopic lines and loops. They're called strings, and they bend around in 10 dimensions. Hard to imagine, but the math bears it out. Other equations indicate that we have yet to detect about 70% of the matter in the universe, not because it's far away, but because it's undetectable. Dark matter, they call it. 70%. It could be anywhere. Even though all this is not exactly intuitive, the equations bear it out. That's been a catchphrase of physics since the beginning of the 20th century, when physicists became adept at probing the unknown with the mathematics they generated from numbers that come from their measuring instruments. The mathematics make suggestions for new measurements, and measurements inspire further developments in the math. The theories are coherent, but human perception lags behind. The average mind can't wrap itself around it all, yet. Since I can't follow the math myself, should I say that I know things about dark matter and strings, or only that I believe them? About two-thirds of the way through The Fabric of the Cosmos, I started to get annoyed by how much work it was to keep trying to visualize so many unvisualizable theoretical things, warps and dimensions, entangled particles, odd interactions of odd structures, all demanded by the math. What math? The math is so hard to follow, it's left out of the book. Yet, as my visualizing mind was tired, I started feeling really pushed around by this math. I started seeing into the situation sideways. Note that the only human perceptions science can consider are the perceptions that can be recorded by machines and calibrated in numbers. Numbers that are massaged in the black boxes of mathematics and reduced to the kinds of sense that mathematics can make. But what about the sense that our perceiving selves can make? What happens to our perceptive capabilities when we train ourselves to discount any perception that can't also be delivered as numbers by a mechanical instrument? Take those six extra dimensions in string theory. The math keeps them curled up in unreachable places where they're not a nuisance in our daily lives. Modern physics tells us not to plan to know anything about them until they can build the right kind of gravity signaling device. Likewise, we can count on all the matter and energy that's dark to stay that way until there's an instrument that can see it and a theory to tell us what it looks like. So, physics deals in theories of the invisible that ask us to strain our perceptions in certain directions. In that sense, science is like religion. But science is not religion. Science and religion are two different things. Like mangoes and coconuts. Like church and state. Like democracy and tribalism. You can believe whatever you want to believe. But if you want to find out, follow the money. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.